keep.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a lot of positives from the day, to be quite honest. And, you know, the only negative, and I spoke to the lads in there, was that last minute goal. And, you know, we should have seen the game out. But today was about, you know, it's the start of our campaign. We have a 10-week campaign going into the 15th of March against Tyrone. And, you know, it was a good start from our point of view. And the lads really gave it their all. They really put on a big, big shift out there today.
Yeah. Did you expect that performance from the guys, given, I suppose, the stage that it was the first real senior test for these boys?
Well, listen, you never really know. But I know the quality of the lads, and I know, you know, I've had most of them for the last 4 or 5 years at various levels, and I knew that a lot of them, they're quality footballers, and it's just about building that team unity and that team spirit now when we do get them all together. And you know, it's disappointing you know, to lose the match, but I say that's the only real disappointment out of it. And you know, hopefully that'll make us a stronger unit and finish matches out stronger from now on.
4 goals today, but all the goals were taken very, very well, so they were, Declan.
Yeah, some brilliant scores. And you know, we did carry them open on another number of occasions, so we probably should have got goals, but listen, some great goals. And even the substitutes that came in the second half, Brent McCullen, Aiton O'Donnell, finished very, very well. So yeah, from that point of view, a lot of positive, you know, right through the team. It's not about individuals, it's about the team, and it's about lads coming off the bench fitting into that game plan. And you know, you could see that there. There's a lot of lads that do a lot of work on, and that group probably maybe goes unnoticed, but it allows other players to play, and that's important. And from our point of view, yeah, it worked really well. The boys worked really, really hard, and as I say, it's a starting block for us.
And at times today, a very, very pacey game, so it was end-to-end stuff.
Yeah, very. I mean, not like a first weekend in January, to be quite honest. I mean, it was fast-flowing stuff, some brilliant scores out there from both sides. And as I say, these games, hopefully now we have 2 more games left. We're coming up against Cavan now next week, and we've got to get ready for that. All our basically, we won't get the lads back now until next weekend, as the lads go back to college this evening. So that's kind of disappointing, and you know, can hinder preparation. But listen, we knew that anyway.
Yeah. And can I just ask you, maybe was it an experience that was there, that when you just went ahead with those goals and you always went a couple of points up, that maybe the experience wasn't there to see it out, that just let Jordanstown back in, because they had a lot more players who have been around that county scene, more than your own.
Possibly, Oisín, but I would say probably that. I mean, we were 2 points ahead. I think we would have seen the game out if Tony McLennan had stayed on the pitch, because Tony had gone with a second yellow card, and he picked up the red, so he was gone. And we did lose, but Tony was holding that role for us and doing it very, very well. And we did make 2 basic errors just prior to the goal, which was disappointing. And as I say, listen, it was disappointing that we didn't get a result there, but we came in here today looking for performance, looking for players to gel into that group, and I think we got that today in the buttons.
Yeah. Is there going to be any more additions to the squad now over the next week or so ahead of this game against Cavan, because it's going to be another step up again given the performance they put on today against Tyrone?
Possibly not. Oh, you know, we may have 1 or 2 to come back into that. I would hope that, I think Jason McGee will come back in. He's been out with flu. Kieran Gillespie may come back in, but I think we're going to lose a number of players that were there today, going back to college next week. So with college commitments, it'll be a number of new faces, no doubt about that there. But at the end of the day, we wanted to use this. We wanted to be competitive, but we also wanted to, you know, by the end of January, we want to be in a much better position than we were 12 months ago, in preparation for the 3-1 championship.
Okay, thanks, Dan.